Well, next up on High Velocity is a consultant, speaker, and author, Colleen Jones. But we're old friends, so we I call her Lean Jones. Welcome to the show, Lean.
Thank you very much, and you are absolutely welcome to call me Lean. I appreciate you having me.
So the website, I noticed, is Lean Jones. That's because Colleen Jones was taken, right?
Exactly. There is a Canadian Olympic curler named Colleen Jones, and so I think she has that.
There are a lot of very popular Canadian Olympic curlers on the internet, though, so it's a common challenge. Lean, tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're doing out there helping people.
Well, I focus on content strategy consulting, and I recently wrote a book called Clout, The Art and Science of Influential Web Content, and I'm really interested in helping people do a better job with their content, whether it's on their core website, their mobile site, their social media presences, wherever it is. Content is really kind of the core, the substance of a lot of business today, whether it's attracting qualified leads, that initial handshake, whether it's responding to customer service inquiries, questions, or complaints. Content is really kind of the substance doing the hard work. And if we can better learn how to create good content, we're going to be in better position.
There seems to be, and it's music to my ears, in my observations of the social web, more and more conversation about the urgency of creating better content. And there's some new books out talking, you know, in addition to yours, talking about that subject. It seems to be a new thing, that a new focus. All right, guys, we got a network, we have an audience, but we got to keep them engaged, and so content is seems to be an increasing focus. Is that true?
Absolutely. And I think you hit on one of the important reasons for that, which is people are online a lot more than they ever were before. Forrester Research recently reported that Americans are spending as much time online as they are watching TV. And, you know, they're still spending time watching TV, so they're doing different things online. And to keep people engaged online, you need to have a plan for what content you're going to give them and when you're going to give it to them. And that's a lot of work. It's a lot of planning, a lot of coordination. And most businesses, most organizations aren't really used to that. They're not really ready for it. And so I think that's why it's such of such interest right now.
I was reading your book, and you talked about a subject that was, again, something that Stone and I have long been advocates of and believing in. But you in essence say, these SEO guys, are a lot of them are just snake oil salesmen. There are obviously reputable people out there doing good works for good people, but Stone and I have long believed that SEO is kind of just not real. But but good content can be as strong, if not stronger, in essence, an engine of inbound traffic.
Yeah, I feel very strongly about it. I feel like I see often, especially with mid-size and larger companies, budget going to these SEO tricks instead of to developing good content. And, you know, if you think about it, the whole reason that a lot of the rules and guidelines for search that Google came up with, the reason for them is they're trying to figure out signs of quality content and how can we translate that into, you know, what a machine can read and identify as good content. And now we've kind of got that all jumbled up. We're trying to game the search engines and doing things that really, you know, break the spirit of what good search is all about. And recently, I don't know if you saw in the New York Times, there was a great expose of JCPenney and their search exploits. It's called The Dirty Little Secrets of SEO, and it's a wonderful, really well done article, kind of explaining in a lot of detail, but in a very readable way, some of the tricks, the snake oil, the black hat techniques that happen. And, you know, something interesting that it points out is that J.C. Penney didn't necessarily know that a lot of this was going on. They were trusting their search engine.
They just wrote a check to some kid in blue jeans and said, go make it happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. They didn't really know what techniques were being used. And I think that happens a lot when it comes to SEO. People just turn it over to an SEO firm or consultant without really understanding what's going on.
Is it's easier for a large organization to write a check to an SEO guru than to think through a deep and involved content generation strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I suspect that's one of the reasons why, okay, check, done that. We've solved our SEO problems now, without any real understanding of how that's going to draw inbound traffic, meaningful inbound traffic,
right.
Likely draw traffic. I mean, I wrote a blog post once on a goof that I called Do You Paint Trees? And my mentality was walking out to the front yard with a can of paint and actually painting a tree in your front yard. And the point was, if someone asked me that and trying to be of service, I would say, yes, I can paint your tree. Then I would either figure out how to do it or I would find someone who could and connect them.
Mm.
That was about a year and a half ago I wrote that blog post. To this day, I still get traffic from Google from artists. Cause they go to Google and say, I want to learn how to paint a fir or paint a tree. And it draws traffic to my website. It's an amazing thing. I mean, so those are the kind of tricks I think that people are trying to be taught. You know?
But
that doesn't necessarily, so someone will come to my website, see that article and say, well, this isn't what I wanted and gone, they're gone forever. You know, that doesn't count as a meaningful hit on my website.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you might get a lot of traffic from that, but it's not the right traffic. And, you know, a lot of the tricks that I kind of rail against in my book are really at trying to get a lot of traffic to your site or to your social presence. And, you know, really that's not what you want. You want the right audience. You want the right people who already have some sort of interest or connection with your topic or your service or whatever it is you're trying to offer.
So how do you know if your content really does have clout? How do you measure that? And what, if anything, can you do to take your content and make it more cloudy? Influential?
Great question. I think there's a
lot.
Did
you hear that, Todd? That was a great question. That's on record.
Broken clock.
There's a lot of, I think, conflicting advice and misinformation out there about evaluating content and, you know, just kind of web results in general. We're in a time period where there's a lot of data available. We can get lots and lots of numbers around our social presences, our website traffic. But really what it comes down to is, are you getting the results that you want? So really it might come down to, are you making more sales? Are you having to deal with fewer customer service calls? Are you getting qualified leads, meaning, you know, more people that might be interested in your product or service? It really comes down to, what are you trying to accomplish and are you accomplishing that? And so I think it's easy to kind of get lost in the numbers, and that's where it's tempting to start focusing on getting lots and lots of traffic, lots and lots of hits, lots and lots of followers, instead of the right people visiting your site, the right people following you on Twitter or LinkedIn or what have you. So it really comes down to focusing on what result you want and then looking at the right metrics to suggest whether you're on your way to achieving that.
The subtitle of your book is The Art and Science of Influential Web Content. A lot of debate on the social web about influence. And there's a device out there that's similar to the title of your book called Clout with a K.
Right.
What's your take on those kinds of influence measures?
I think that they can be an important piece of a larger plan or strategy or approach. Sometimes I get concerned that social media maybe puts a little bit too much emphasis on influencers, again, because I feel it's not about broadcasting so much to lots and lots of people. It's more about attracting the right people, building some rapport, some relationships with them. But that being said, an influencer can be an important piece of your effort to get the word out about something, a book or a service that your business is offering. So I think it's worth tracking. It's worth considering. But I don't think it's the end all be all. I don't think the goal is to be a celebrity or a web celebrity. I think the goal
a web
celebrity. I have not heard that. I'm stealing that.
Well, I think you are one, Todd.
Oh,
I think you are one.
I'm not one.
Oh, I gotta say, one of the things I love about this show is connecting smart people. And every time we have one guest on doing their segment, the other two are nodding their head up and down the whole time and writing notes. That is so cool. I mean, the whole time you're talking, the other two are writing stuff
down. I'm tweeting that.
I've written many notes myself with the other two segments. Absolutely.
Liam, when I sit down with a client and say, I need you to generate more influential web content, their first reaction is they got to be a good writer. Are there other ways to put out good, meaningful content? I mean, can you do podcasts and audio? I mean, does that stuff work too?
Absolutely. I think we're in an exciting time where it's easier than ever to produce a variety of content. And, you know, especially if you are a small organization or maybe just, you know, an individual, you should really go with the type of content that best showcases your talents, abilities, the type of content where you communicate best, and that the type of content that best allows you to achieve what you want to achieve. So, you know, obviously podcasts are great if you love just having conversation, maybe want to invite guests. It's easy to coordinate that way. Writing is great. It can be good for SEO. And if you are a great writer, that can be extremely effective. And, you know, following up with comments and conversations afterward through a written form can be very effective. Video can be great. It's easier than ever to do video if you've got a great presence or if you want to you know, showcase a conversation with other people or stream a live event. So there are more options than ever to produce good content that is going to best showcase what you want to showcase.
And showcasing, like for instance, what we're doing on this show, showcasing three leaders like you or Barb doing her webinars or Kelly doing her teleseminars, that all counts, right? I mean, that's all meaningful content if
yes.
we were to box it up and publish it on a website. I mean, so that's all meaningful content. So I'm just trying to make sure our audience knows you don't have to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning author to be able to put influential content out there.
No, I think certainly there are tips and techniques and you know, points of inspiration that you can take from media properties and editors and people who do content for a living. But yeah, it's not about necessarily having a perfectly polished piece of content. It's
that's encouraging.
it's
what I wanted to hear.
It's about communicating what you want to communicate, making the point that you want to make.
So before we let you go, I want to dive into this book just a little bit more. How is it organized, and what are some of the high points that are hidden in this book?
Sure. Well, it's organized into three main sections. The first section is really about making the case for paying attention to content. And so I talk about some of the common mistakes or sort of fault solutions that people turn to instead of content to accomplish what they want to accomplish online. And then the middle section is about principles from psychology and rhetoric and taking some inspiration there and applying them to content. I've got lots of examples, over 150 examples to help make the principles really practical, really easy to see, really easy to incorporate into your own content. And then the last section is about planning content, so getting a little bit into how to do it and evaluating it, how to tell whether you're getting results.
So for those poor listeners out there that don't have their own radio show and therefore their own signed copy of this book, where can they get it and how can they get in touch with you?
They can get it on Amazon, and they can get in touch with me. I'm on Twitter at Leen Jones, L-E-E-N-J-O-N-E-S. And my blog is leenjones.com.